Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Oh, yeah. Don't know what freaking number it is because I didn't check. But guess what?
738.
No. Certainly not 798. What do you call it?
I said 38. I have 98. We haven't done that many.
No, but it's been a lot. What do you call it? It's been a lot. Anyway, what do you call it? As always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Bayer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
Yes.
If you would have changed it, then that would have been impressive.
It would have been kind of funny.
That would have been very impressive, but yeah, you dropped the ball on that one.
That'd be fun. I'm going to do it next week.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you won't.
This farm.
That would be hilarious too. That would be hilarious.
I didn't have time to do it. We were recording before. We were doing VO work before we did the show.
As of right now, I've been in the studio since 8 a.m. It is now 11:07. So
I've also been working since 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, I'm saying in general, I've been here in the studio for doing voice stuff, okay, since 8 a.m. So that's 12, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 hours.
I was doing audio work at 8 a.m.
Really? What were you doing at 8 a.m.?
I was doing audio work for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you had a project for me.
I
wasn't here, but yeah, I was still doing it at my computer at home.
Fine. I'm just gonna give you, like, an okay, sure, credit, fine. I don't know what time.
You said it had to be in at noon,
but
so I had
know.
To wake up early and do it.
I want to know what number we are. Do you know what number we are?
Well, can you, like, talk to the viewers?
I think
it's the listeners
152.
I think it's 152.
I'm pretty sure it's 152, and I could be wrong.
Can you talk to the listeners?
I'm talking to the listeners. Listeners, do you hear me? Don't make me slap you like Will Smith slapped freaking Chris Rock.
Oh, my God. We will get into that. I'm sure you want to talk about that.
What do the five fingers say to the face?
I'm sure you want to talk
slap!
About 152.
I was right.
152.
Buckle
Will
my shoe. We already did buckle
Smith
my shoe.
Says boo.
No. No, 152, Will Smith hit you. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Will Smith.
Ooh, that's
you.
Really good, actually.
Okay, number 152, Will Smith hit you. I'm just going to put it out there. I love Will Smith. I have no hate for Will Smith at all. And you know what? Maybe he shouldn't have slapped Chris Rock, on stage.
No.
I mean, he done stormed the stage and whooped his ass. I mean, he bitch slapped him. He truthfully that's not a curse. I wouldn't even consider bitch a curse.
Oh, so I can leave that one?
Yeah, you can leave bitch a curse. That's
all
fine.
Right, cool.
But bitch is not a curse. What do you call it? But
he definitely slapped him. I totally get why he did it. I totally do. But you know what? Everyone in that room was being made fun of, and he was the only one that got up and slapped Chris Rock.
Well, but there was a reason for it. He was, he was hitting on a medical issue. You know what I'm saying?
But Chris Rock may not have known that.
May or may not. Listen, I had the same fight on GHR,
even
Alex.
Even if he did.
Yeah.
You still can't get up and slap comedians for jokes that they say that you don't like.
Well, here it is. I think that there's a line that you don't cross when you're a comedian. And, if you're one of those risque ones, then you're risqueing yourself getting your ass whooped. End of story.
And isn't there a line that you don't cross when you're a wrestler and have somebody and are physically powerful? Don't you have to use your violence in, adult ways? Like, you have for protection and things like that. You have to use your power, responsibly.
Hold on one second now. You're talking about pro wrestling, okay?
If I'm
in the ring, okay?
That's different. You're in the ring.
If I'm in the ring and some fool jumps over the stanchions and comes running into the ring, they get a mud hole stomped in their ass.
Okay, I agree. What if there's a person in the crowd making fun of you? You gonna hit them?
No, that's part of the show.
That's my point.
But you can get in their face. Now, if they hit you, you can whoop their ass.
I think Will should have walked up to him and screamed in his face. That would have been totally acceptable.
I don't even... See, here's the thing. I think he should have, made some kind of gesture, whatever, like, you know, we're going to have conversation after the show, and then left it at that. Or during his speech, said something like, listen, I know you were trying to be, you know, make a joke, but, you know, my wife has, you know, an autoimmune disorder, and I felt that's disrespectful. But I think he should have taken it into the back and maybe slapped him in the back. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily think that he should have done it on the stage in front of millions of people. But then again, Chris Rock ribbed him in front of millions of people.
I think he totally would have been justified in saying, because you remember after he went back to sit down, he yelled at him after.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he would have got up and just yelled at him in his face, I think that also would have been fine. Not the slap, I think, was over the top.
Well, the slap was so reminiscent to so many different things. What do you call it? The whole Batman meme? What do you call it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've seen so many memes on this.
I made one while we were sitting here in the studio, by the way, while we were doing the other stuff.
You know what my biggest shock was?
Oh, you didn't even want to hear what mine was.
What, your meme?
I just made a meme, yeah.
You got to show me later.
Do you want to see the meme? I'll show you the meme.
Well, don't show it to me while we're on air. It's boring because they can't see it.
Okay.
What am I gonna describe to me? Oh, look! It's Will hitting Chris Rock! Oh my God!
It is kind of.
That's exactly what it is.
It is what
They've already seen it.
They already seen it. A million times.
All right. So for those of you not looking at Brim's Facebook page, it says 15-hour day in studio doing your work, and then and then it says his voice, Chris Rock, and he's getting slapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is your voice,
my
actually.
Voice. Yeah, my voice. But what do you call it? Again, you know, that's not my Facebook either. That's my Twitter, just so you're aware. And it says 15-hour day in studio doing voice work.
Yep.
And then, you know, Chris Rock getting slapped in my voice. See? That makes sense. That's funny.
What the hell was I saying before?
I don't know. You were saying something about something. Well, I want to know, you know, like, a lot of people are saying, well, if it wasn't Chris Rock, if it was, like, Dave Chappelle up there, blah, 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 and this, that, and the next thing, that it would have went down a completely different way. Like, of course, anything would have went down a completely different way.
I mean, I don't know. People, I also heard that people thought that just Will Smith was a little kind of just emotional, like,
yeah,
for the whole thing. Like, even at the after party, like, he was, like, he said he didn't really care too much about the Oscar, but then at the after party, he was, like, getting drunk, like, with his Oscar award and dancing with his Oscar award.
I'm sure he was getting drunk because of the actions of that evening.
That, too.
Listen, man, I don't know. He's got a lot going on.
And the wife thing. The cheating thing.
Well, yeah.
Well, we don't know if it's cheating, but I kind of assume that it's cheating.
They said they have an open relationship, and, you know, that's...
He didn't look too happy saying it.
No. It's not my business. You know, it is what it is. And what time do we have, by the way? What do you call it?
We have, like, 2 minutes left. I'm just going to let you know when we're going to run out the clock. All right, question for you.
Answer for you.
You're in, you know, obviously you've talked about this before, but you know that you're not an A-list celebrity. You know you're not up there with, like,
Will Smith, I'm not an A-lister,
The Rock Johnson and those people.
No.
Let's say you were in that limelight.
Right.
All right. And not Danielle, your previous wife. She cheated to avoid some backlash. Do you do maybe what they say and, like, oh, no, we had just have an open relationship to save face a little bit?
No.
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 No? It doesn't even cross your mind?
No, I would have dumped the bitch.
No, I understand that, but
you know what I'm saying? Like, if
what if you have a kid?
I have three kids. I had two with my ex.
Oh.
So, yeah, no.
So you would have just...
No, when it was done, it was done, and that was it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she didn't cheat on me, but as far as I know, but
well,
at the end
I'm
of the day,
saying,
you,
like,
know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's... Look, the fact is that, especially in Hollywood, there are a lot of open relationships. There are a lot of people throwing their penises around and their vaginas around. You know what I mean? And, you know, it is what it is. There's, you know, that's just the way Hollywood is. And that's the way a lot of people in entertainment are. Whether they want to admit it or not is a different story. They happen to have admitted it. Or they got caught.
Or they
so
got
they
caught
admitted it.
And they admitted it.
Right. So, you know, it is what it is. Why don't we do this? I think we're coming to the end of the segment.
We are.
Why don't we take a break? I am drinking from Japan Crate, though.
It looks like you're drinking. Drinking hot sauce.
It is curry pan cider, and it's actually really good.
It's like half hot sauce.
It's really good. It's not spicy, and it's not curry-ish, but it tastes really good.
I'll pass.
Yeah. Well, I drank some from the bottle. I didn't think of it. I should have given you a sip first.
No, I'm okay.
Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, 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 we are back to Within Brimskin.
That's right. Holla at your boy. Right.
And you're like drinking hot sauce.
No, it's not hot sauce. I don't know what it is, but it's. I mean, it's good. Again, Japan Crate, thank you so much. Japan Crate sends us so many cool things, and they send here to the studio. They send to me at home, and I just love them to death.
Do you want to drink hot sauce?
I could. I just
would you
prefer
go on
not
hot
to.
Ones?
Sure, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you make it all the way to the end?
Of course I would make it to the end.
You wouldn't be a bitch
Come
and
on,
like,
man.
Pop out?
This is me. I have my own hot sauce line.
I know you do.
It would be a shame if I couldn't get through the whole goddamn thing.
It would be a shame.
You know what I'm saying? Now
I'd be sitting watching the episode laughing at you.
Now, given, mind you that I haven't done it in a while. I haven't gone really super ultra hot in a while.
I know.
But I should be able to, no problem.
I want to see you do it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be too hard. I don't think it would be too hard for me.
I saw Ramsey do it. All right, anyway.
There are plenty of people who did it. You know, and some of them had great poker faces, other ones not so much.
It'd be great for your Instagram. All those red faces.
My red faces?
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know. Well, what do you call it? I did post on Instagram, by the way, this week for you guys listening in at home. Please check me out at The Real Brimstone. You'll see I posted the new trailer for Rose and Locket, the video game that I play Wrath in. So make sure you check that out. You get to hear a little bit of me as Wrath. Of course, my audio engineer, Alex, did all the audio for me. And hopefully you guys will enjoy that. And, again, I'm super stoked about that game. We did all the video, all the game play not too long ago. What do you call it? Yeah. Which was really, really fun. And what do you call it? I just love that character. I dig the hell out of that character.
You know, I hear you shout at the real Brimstone all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to make a fake account at the fake Brimstone, whatever it is, .com, and then just take a bunch of fake pictures of you, just post them, whole fake persona.
You know that'll get like shut down real fast, right?
No,
people have tried that.
It's the fake Brimstone.
People have tried that a few times.
It's not the real Brimstone. It's the fake one.
Jesus, why do you have to give people bad ideas?
You have it copyrighted? What, are you going to come after me?
Actually, I do have it trademarked.
You don't have at the fake Brimstone trademarked.
No, I do not have the fake Brimstone. But if you're using pictures of me, that would
mean
that...
No, but they're fake pictures of you. It's actually me dressed in a Brimstone costume.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm telling you,
first of all, it's hilarious, and if it's you, I'm not coming after you. But if somebody did do something like that, it's kind of like, seriously?
It's still hilarious.
It's still hilarious. Well, whatever. Anyway, so...
I'm sorry. Listen, you say it all the time, and like, at the real Brimstone, at the real Brimstone. I'm like, well, who's at the fake Brimstone?
The real Brimstone, because there are a lot of fakes trying to be me out there, so they have to know it's me. What do you call it? So the website is therealbrimstone.com. The Instagram is at therealbrimstone.
Yeah, because you can't just have thebrimstone.com.
No. And I can't, well, thebrimstone.com sounds stupid. Brimstone.com, I would have, but somebody stole it.
I do like brimstone.com.
Yeah, but they stole it. Somebody stole it a long time ago. But anyway, I'm not going to get frustrated. One thing
Like Will Smith.
last week, you know, we didn't have a WBS because we got a lot of voice work that we had to do.
Yeah, we had some voice work that he had to do. We just didn't get a chance to do WBS.
So what do you call? I actually last Monday I went to breakfast with my first student from pro wrestling, one of my first students.
That's cool.
Which what do you call it? He's doing very, very well, and it was great to go and spend some time. So you know, really, really happy that we got to do that. And then I got this at the beginning of the middle of this past week. I actually went and did some medical stuff that I needed to get done, and I got 60 cc's of fluid out of my right knee.
Oh my God.
Can you believe how much fluid was in my knee?
60 cc's.
60 cc's. I think it's like 2 ounces or something like that.
Wow.
It's like a small water balloon.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That was in there for about a year. You know what I mean? And that's
causing pain.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
You saw how I hobbled around, you know, like it was bad. And, it hurt like a son of a bitch.
I'm sure it did.
When they sucked it out.
Oh, I know.
It hurt so much, Alex. Like,
they're going
I'm
in between
not a
the
bitch.
Bone.
I'm not a bitch. I can take pain. I'll get hit, you know, and be roll back with it, you know? They stuck that thing in between my bones into the...
Yep.
Oh, I'm feeling it now. It hurts.
Behind
oh, my
the
God.
Kneecap.
Yeah, and when they suck it out, you feel the pressure, and it's just utter... pain.
Yeah, that's how it is when you get a bone marrow transplant.
I thought you were going to say a boner. I was like, what? No, it doesn't.
No, a bone marrow biopsy or a transplant, or if they have to take marrow from you. Like, some people will get bone diseases, and they'll have to take marrow from you to put into your family member.
Ugh.
And, like, they can't really anesthetize bone.
No.
You know?
No.
It doesn't really... You know, they'll do as good a job as they can, but it hurts.
And then when they put the steroids into the knee, because I got a steroid shot.
See, I didn't know that they did that into the knee.
Oh God, Alex! Oh, it hurt so bad. It hurts me thinking about it right now.
Did you have to not move? Like, did they have you strapped down?
No,
or?
No. They were like, just try to stay still, stay loose. I'm like, what do you mean, stay loose? How the freaking hell am I going to stay loose? I was like, do you understand? I was like, ah, you know, and what's, like, I was afraid I was going to haul off and hit him with the needle in my knee, you know, like, you know, and I told him, I said, I'm trying so hard right now. He's like, you're doing a good job. Just try to relax, try to relax, try to relax. I'm like, no, bro. This is not this is not a capability I have as of right now.
When I had an infection in my arm, I broke my arm, and I had two pins inserted all the way through my arm.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. But I got an infection when they took the pins out. And I'm usually all right with, like, them taking blood and needles, but for whatever reason, man, this was getting me, and I just... I would not let them put the needle in. I kept flinching. They had to strap me down. I had to have... There were like four or five nurses holding me down while they went to go take blood. And it wasn't even anything at all like I was being over... I was just scared. You know? Yeah. Just terrified. Like, just the knowing that pain is oncoming. Like, just horrified me. I don't know why.
I was trying to be like, all right, it's just going to be a little pinch. It'll just, you know, like, and I was just bracing myself just for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it was that, like, utter destruction. And then, and I said, oh, hell no.
You have a polio shot,
Mark? I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Because my mom has a mark from polio. She says it was the worst pain from a needle or a prick that she ever got in her life.
Except from your father? Oh, snap.
Oh, I guess that's good for my dad.
You said a little prick.
I know. I said it was the worst pain from a needle.
I'm kidding. What do you call it? I jest. Listen,
I'm the little prick.
I love your mom. I never met your dad.
Oh, you met my mom?
I don't know, but I've spoken to her before.
Yeah, you have spoken to her before.
What do you call it? I like your mom.
I'm surprised. I thought you guys were roughly the same age. I thought you would have also had the polio vaccine when you were a kid.
I probably did. I don't.
You don't remember
it. I don't remember
it,
no.
No, she remembers it.
No. How old is she?
I don't know.
You just don't want to say it on air?
No, I actually genuinely don't know.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah,
you should
know.
It's
not great.
Well, no, listen, I think she might actually be a little bit older than I am.
Maybe that's
because,
why.
Yeah. My daughter is, my oldest is 24, going to be 25. And how old are you now?
28.
You have to think about that. 28. Well, maybe it's possible, but I think she's probably like a couple years older than me.
Yeah. Just at least a few.
Just a couple. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to say she's 20 though, because you know, I want to show love to Mama DePonte.
I think my dad is like 50-something.
Yeah, 50-something.
53, 4.
Ugh, I don't even want to think about the age for myself. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? Because you don't have the thing on.
Are we
over?
No, not yet. We got like 2 minutes before we have to close out the segment.
Oh, we have 2 minutes. Okay, very good, very good.
Or a minute.
Or a minute. could go either way. Either.
Kind of like me. Either way.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, for those of you out there in the New York, Long Island area, what do you call it? If you're in the tri-state area, you want to take a ride out.
Hit Alex up.
I'm going to be signing. Well, I'm not signing, actually. I should take that back.
I was going to say, what? You're signing?
I'm doing an appearance at MCon along with the Grindhouse Radio Cast. We're doing that on Saturday and doing a podcast 101. And that's going to be starting at 2:15 and run for a couple hours. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be solo there doing the judging for the cosplay contest. So if you guys are going to be around, want to come down, I'm pretty sure that the MCon is free to get into. So you might as well come down and have a good time. East Meadow Library, East Meadow, New York. Lots of fun and lots of cool stuff. And
I want to judge a cosplay contest.
So come down. I'll let you cosplay judge with me. Are you
I'll
around
let you
on
cosplay
Saturday?
A judge with me?
I'll let you cosplay judge. Do judge cosplaying with me. I'll make that happen. You want to come down?
Saturday?
That's on Sunday.
Sunday.
We'll figure it out. If you want to come down, you can come down, and I will make them have you judge.
That'd be kind of sick, actually.
It's not a problem. What do you call it?
Yeah, but I don't know if I know characters enough to be able to actually be a judge.
That's true, but you knew, you know, like all the furry stuff, though.
Yeah.
So, you know a good costume when you see it.
I do know a good costume when I see it.
There you go. So now we're about that time?
Yeah.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with WBS within Brimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're back to WBS.
Yes, we are.
So, We were talking about MCON a little bit, and this past week, I don't know, you weren't here for Grindhouse.
I was in transit. Actually, I hit traffic on the way. That was one of the reasons why I was... There was a lot of reasons why I was late, but that was one of them.
Alex Smith, huh?
Yeah, I got beat up by Will Smith.
No. You said you hit traffic. So,
oh, yeah, you're right.
It took you a minute there?
Yeah, I did hit traffic.
Okay, yeah, you hit traffic. Anyway, so...
I like that one.
It was good. It was nice and smooth.
That was good.
You know? I tried. Sometimes you just don't catch, you know, the pitches I'm throwing at you.
No, I didn't catch it.
You know, it's very sad.
You know who did catch something?
You?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock did, yeah. Yeah, he got a slap to the face. Wow. All right, anyway. So this past weekend, I actually had alone time with Danielle. Where all the kids were out. Dylan was away for the weekend.
Play the sound.
I don't even know if I have the sex music on
here. I'm sure you do somewhere on there.
Oh, I do. So, we had a little bit of time, and what do you call it? It was beautiful. Yeah. But we decided that we were going to go out and spend a nice day together.
Ooh, so we went out adventurous.
To a beautiful, beautiful winery, actually out east. It's called Harmony Vineyards.
Taboo.
It's Harmony Vineyards. Fantastic place. We did a wine tasting there, which was glorious. Had a little bit of charcuterie.
Setting up the mood for later with the wine.
We didn't even get to it. We didn't even do anything. We were too tired by the time we got home. What do you call it? Anyway, so we were doing... Oh, it didn't do it all. There, I was trying to do that. That's me in the bedroom.
Oh, God, that would scare me.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I want to hear that in my ear.
It's pretty much what it is. But what do you call it? We went there, had a great time at the vineyards. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And then we shot out to Port Jeff, which is not far from you.
No.
It's
literally right there.
So we drove around, and I was like...
Oh, yeah, and you went to Tropical Smoothie.
Yeah, I was trying to go. Well, I went to Tropical Smoothie because I know you hang out every once in a while over there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let me figure. Maybe I'll see you. And but you weren't there. And I called you and I collapsed your phone. But what do you call it?
No, that was today.
Oh, today I screwed your phone up?
Yeah.
So the other day?
You did it too that day. But I'm saying today when you left your voicemail on my phone, it also crashed my phone.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Guys, I have an iPhone 6 from the year 1980. it dies whenever I get like too big of a text message or just, you know.
I don't understand.
It doesn't have the space. It has 16 gigabytes on it. The operating system alone takes up half that.
That's ridiculous.
It came out in the 1700s. It's old.
First of all, it didn't come out in the... I came out in the 1700s. No, I didn't. Anyway. So, to make a long story longer, so I went into Port Jeff, and I was like, ooh, you know, we had some food, we had some wine, I want a snack. So I was like, ooh, I want to go to that donut place.
Danielle, come here.
She's not a snack, she's my meal. She's my full course, baby. No, but what do you call it? So we drove around. You know that? So when you come in, you know, by the harbor over there.
Oh, I know when you come in.
Shut up. You're gross. What do you call it? And then you make a right-hand turn, and then you're going around that bend. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of Port Jeff?
Well, I guess if that's what you... Where the what do you
call
it?
You go all the way down with the water.
By the water.
Yeah.
So if I'm by the water...
And the candy shop is on the right.
Yeah. So, well, the candy shop is on the far left if I'm coming from here. And then Kilwins or whatever is on the far left.
The candy shop is on the left?
So, yeah, it's straight ahead, and then you make a right, and then it would be on your left. So now I'm going straight. So
okay.
The place, the restaurant that you told me is getting just got bought.
Yeah.
Is now on my right hand side.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
So
now I'm going, of course you do. It has the ship on the outside.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So now I'm going straight. And then like about two blocks up, you make a left where Toast is.
Yep.
Okay. And what do you call it? And that's where there was a donut shop that used to be there. So we drove by. I'm like, where the hell did it go? It's
There's
not
a Dunkin'
here.
Dunkin' Donuts now.
Nah, F that Dunkin' Donuts. What do you know? I don't want Dunkin'. So I'm like driving. I'm like, where the hell? And I was so upset. I was like, where the hell did this place go? So I go all the way around and I go loop around. And there I am in front of that restaurant again that's being renovated.
Shit.
And I'm like, son of a bitch. You know, I thought that, you know, the donut place was over there. And Danielle's like, oh, it was. I was like, what do you mean it was? She's like, oh, yeah, I saw it. I saw it while we were driving by, all the pies and the donuts in the window. She's like, I just didn't say anything.
That's hysterical.
I was like, you hate me. How
What's
dare you?
What's the name of the shop?
I don't remember, but I'm not going to shout them out because I'm mad at them.
Why?
Oh, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what's within Prince's
skin. How could you be mad at a place that serves pie?
Prince says because the pie was no good.
What? So, well, but you were just raving about this place.
No. I said the other place was. This
the
is
donut
a different place.
Place.
This donut place merged with this other place.
Oh.
Okay, so now I went in and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some donuts.
And pie.
I didn't want the pie yet. I just wanted the donuts at that point.
Okay.
But I went in and then the woman that's in there, she's like, oh, we don't have any donuts left for today. I'm like, how do you have no donuts?
That's because they're so good they sold out.
That's what she said. And I'm like, okay. She's like, well, you can come back tomorrow. I said, Bitch, I'm not coming back tomorrow. You're lucky you have the honor of having me in your store right now, and you have no freaking donuts.
When we
I didn't say that as a, like I know. You know, I'm just joking, but truthfully, you know, all I have to do is post that I'm there, and they're gonna get people that are gonna go stop in there.
That's true.
You know, that's how it happens. But
a good restaurant though makes enough donuts that they want to sell out at the end. They don't want to have extra.
I agree. However, I was really annoyed because
I
was searching for them, and I went out of my way to go there.
What time was it?
It was not late. It was like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
They should have had some.
They should have had
some. Maybe it was a busy day.
So they still had apple fritters, okay? Now, I would have been okay if the woman was just like a little bit nicer, but she just wanted nothing to do with me, even though I was joking around.
Total B.
I was so upset. So I was like, all right, fine. So I'll take one of the apple fritters, which was very good, by the way. But then I was looking around, and then there were the pies and stuff. Oh. And they had a thing, which was called naughty brownies, which is another word for slutty brownies. Okay. So have you ever had slutty brownies and stuff like that?
No.
It's like brownies with the works. It's like, you know, a whole bunch of sauce and stuff on there.
No.
Okay. Well, it's a thing. And what do you call it? So I was like, okay. I
that
love brownies.
So bad.
Yeah. I was like, I love brownies. I'm going to wind up getting these. So I was like, how much is it? She's like, $25. I'm like, I really shouldn't spend $25 on this, but screw it. We're having a nice day. I'm just going to get this. We're going to go to town later. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Go to town on the slutty brownies.
Well, they were called naughty brownies there, but they're really slutty brownies. So what do you call it? So I hours later, we're home. And I break into these freaking brownies.
Wait, it's a pie or a brownie?
A brownie, Alex. A brownie.
Well, you didn't say brownies. When
I
you
said
walked
naughty
into
brownies.
Well, when you walked into the shop, you just said pies and donuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so they had brownies too.
They had brownies too. So what do you call it? So I got home hours later, and it was late, and I'm like going, yeah.
Terrible.
I break into it, and I was like, that is so not good. I was so upset. I was like,
Was it hard?
It hurt my heart. It hurt my heart. I was that upset about it.
Was it hard? Like, were the brownies?
It was like
wrong
cakey. First of all, I don't like cakey brownies. I like the fudgy brownies.
Okay.
That's first of all. Second of all, it was like crumbly. It just tasted not right. So I was a little upset. So today, Danielle messaged me and she goes, by the way, you ate the brownies wrong. How the freaking hell did you eat brownies wrong?
Does it say that you were supposed to cook them?
I think you're supposed to heat it up, is what she said.
You're dumb.
What do you mean I'm dumb?
If I buy a box of brownies at the store and eat the brownie mix, and I'm like, this tastes like crap.
It wasn't mix, Alex. It's a full finished brownie.
If I take a Hot Pocket out of the freezer without cooking it and eat it and complain, that's not my fault. It's not Hot Pocket's fault.
No, it was a finished brownie with stuff on top
Apparently not. Danielle's saying that you had to heat it up.
Well, that doesn't mean that she's right.
Well, is she right?
I don't know if she's right.
Well, she maybe, if the instructions on the brownie thing say that, yeah, you need to heat it up to finish cooking it.
Right.
Then, yeah, Danielle would be right in this case.
Well, that's what she said. Okay, so slutty, I'm a little wrong. Slutty brownies, what do you call it, are called slutty brownies because they're oh so easy and more than a little bit filthy. they're best served warm from the oven with good quality vanilla ice cream. Anyway, so that is basically the slutty cookies, slutty brownies have I think Oreo cookies or cookies and stuff on the inside. What do you call it? So this is different. This is naughty brownies. Let me see if there's a description of naughty brownies.
I don't know. We're just getting slutty and naughty on this show.
That's what I'm saying. Peanut butter. Interesting. Peanut butter, chocolate chip, fudge brownies.
Oh, is it different?
And with what do you call it? With cookie dough on top is what this was. So, yeah, man. Maybe it'll be better if it's heated up. I still have it at home. I'm going to give it a shot. But I can almost guarantee it's just going to suck just as bad as it did before. I'm not thinking it's going to be any better.
You're going to have to update us next week.
I will.
I'm going to ask you.
Good.
I'm going to be like, yo, Brim, how was the sluts?
How was the sluts? I ate them real good, Alex. I ate them real good.
It was good this time?
They were delicious.
You just needed to put them in the oven
first.
They
were good to every last drop.
Right?
I filled them to the
rim
with Brim.
You needed to preheat them.
I filled it to the rim with Brim. That's what I'm talking about.
That doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about? Of course that makes sense.
You filled your rim with the sluts.
Oh my God.
Because you ate them.
There goes all our sponsors.
I'm just talking about brownies here,
know,
people.
I know, me too.
I don't know what the hell there.
Jesus Christ,
listen,
of Latter-day
Saints. If I'm just talking about gooey chocolate, it's from the brownies, people.
Oh my God. You are so nasty.
I didn't say.
You are nasty.
Talking about melty, drippy chocolate.
Ooh,
all over your lips.
You are so nasty. I think I'm getting a little stiff, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
All right, so do you have any final thoughts to say to the listeners?
Because
it is about that time.
Is it about that time?
It really is.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. okay.
Did I catch you off guard?
Yeah, I didn't realize that we were at the end of the show. But
time flies
fast
when you're talking about sluts.
There you go. Well, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you very much for hanging out with us at Within Brimskin. Again, for Alex and myself, please make sure you rate us, review us, subscribe. 5 stars only. Alex will run around in a G-string.
Yes!
And it'll be amazing.
I got way too excited about that.
Make sure you hit me up on all my social media. Alex doesn't touch the stuff. And when you call it, hit us up on our official website, thegrindhouseradio.com. And until next week, we'll see you. Oh, yeah, don't forget the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Woo! Slutty brownies.
Yummy.